Keirbos Ibis Yara de Shmaya. Discussing this sugya in the Sefer Shabbos, that Kuf Beis of a Beis. There was a subtext here. The more discusses about Binyan B'Kalim versus Ein Binyan B'Kalim. You don't find those words here in the Farish, but it's implicit. Because the Gemara talks about three cases in a row. And the simple pshat in the Gemara is Rav Avishim Bonet, it's Binyan B'Kalim. Alright? So one might say, on a simple level, we don't pass that graph. A little bit difficult, Rav should pass it for Shammai. That's the problem. So Tosa says, Af Agav the Karmel and Binyan B'Kalim, Tosa says, hi. Omeri, that's Akzara's treason of Norish Ochulius. He's putting things back together again. Of a Binyan Gomer Michaya B'Kalim. Just like guys as Karka. How do you know? Eight Mal Gemara, you know, Kupes with Beis. There's another Gemara, you know. Mem Zayin and Manal. That's what we're going to get to. Barichus Gedola, momentarily, shortly. Rabbi Vita Shel Tarsi, and Rabbi Tokka Chayav Chatis. There's no Mishim Bona. Mamas the Chayav Menor, Chayav Chatis. The Karen Agula, that's a whole complicated story over there. Chayav Chatis. Fine. V'en Chilik, Ben Kalen, Mekaga, and B'mokam Shem Gizim V'umnus. To be clear, the Choshev Binyan, and the Kach Choshev Binyan. Ad kan, Lashon HaTosfos. Okay? In Karka, you put that stone we saw, Mitzadeh, you put a rock on the floor, you're already Choshev Binyan. But Mitalplin, movable Kalim, has to require Chizuk Be'umnus. This is a practical consideration. We saw the Ran had a different Lumbus. The Ran actually has both lumbus. Let's take a look at the Ran before we go to the Rashba. The Ran seems to have two separate and distinct lines of reasoning over here. And that's Kuvbez and Amud Beis. Let's take a look together. Let's see what it says. This is on page Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in the old print. And Kuv Dalet in the new print. Makshuach, let's see again, we saw this yesterday again today. Hey, Chomara, Mishim Bona, I'm a Kavanberg, Bezi Yomtiv, and Binyan B'Kalim, and Sir B'Kalim, Mishlomar, Ki Amrino, and Hachi, Hani Mili, the Klisha, and Sparak, Gom, and Norish, and Chulius, yep. I will also Kli Mitchiloso, Lo Mikre Binyan, here's the key letter, B'Kalim. Now you're not constructing with utensils. Ela Osa Kli, you're making clean from nothing, from scratch. Mikri. U'mechai v'shem bona. He adds one more twist. Lo, filu klishin is parek, v'tzorach umman v'chazer razo. Kol shem zero chai v'la v'shem bona. Why? Shem yishoshin is parek, v'en hed yochal akzira. Botla mitoras kli. Nintzak shem akzira, osa kli mitchila. Mitchila from the beginning. That's Tradnath Mem Vav. Also, the talit the menorah shel chulius shema tipol with the sparkle gami v'yamzi bena nimsa osikli mitchila b'shabbos. Achem amen. No, the rab the yom ha'ocham b'shem the bonus really yesh binyan b'kalim. Quotes in my edition it says yesh achem it says the rach. Yeah, but the rach passes yesh binyan b'kalim. That's a gora pella, right? We're doing face hila. Your edition doesn't say rach. It says achem, right? This is achem. Doesn't say who it is, correct? But they did this in the old order, it's a favor. And then the Rabbi, I think it's correct. The Rach goes, Rabbi, the Yesh Binyan, because they don't tell you they only want to pass in that way. We'll come to that mitzvah a little bit later. So now the Rashba talks about all this as well. We saw Tosus threw in Chizuk Umnus, which the Ran did not have. The Ran doesn't rock Chizuk Umnus, but he throws in another thing. If it's dissembled. And requires the Uma Lam Zero, it's considered if you started from scratch. That Tosfos didn't have. So the different strands in the Rashba, in the Tosfos and the Ran, even though they fundamentally say the same thing, which you'll see, fundamentally is one thing. When it comes to the details, Allah Alamaisa, every difference makes a difference. And we shall see Bisyad Vishnu. Now the Rashba. Okay. Ikal Ameda, Vayin Binyan B'Kalim, Kot Peisa Lefkot Peisa Menas, Tosfos Kasha. It's before. The Chiyamin and Binyan is there, but Caleb, Hanimili, Bikli, Shenis Parek, Kigon, Menorah, Shokulius, Fukhud, the Shara, Basil, Lizko, Vasam, Norabiyam. Avalas is clearly chatchila from the beginning from scratch. Ein lecha binyan gadol mizeh. Oh, that's even a fancier expression. The ein zeh nikra binyan bikelin. Shereino kli to begin with. Ela osa kli. Follow? The cell phone is the same exact as the first svara that we saw in the Ram. Fine. Who was the nichli hadamina le'el of tzadi hey? Catch this. The megavein chayav mishabon. Right? Make cheese. The main binyan bekalim. Hey, efshal liyesh binyan beochlin. Can be. Ela she'osa davar mitchiloso chayav mishum shu osa kli v'hu abon. Stage one. It's Ron 1, but spelled out more dramatically. Now Ron 2. Well, if you say Kosev Ron Banza, the Efshah should call Kli should serve Uman Bechazaroso, Michai Bishabonet, that because of Chibit Kiloso, should be Shosh and Spark, but Hedrick Holav Zero, but the Betoas Kli, that's not Memvav, Chulius, Merosh Chulius, Shematipo. Fine. Adkan, we call this Ron 2. The first one came from the half from the Rajba, the second half from the Rama. I will a near came that's Rav Alfasi's out. We saw this yesterday. He should shmita man alochus. He left that off member. Why? No, mash ain't alocha. Why? That's the command of my yesh bin you became. Uvim kol maksaftir. Okay, come at the base of that view. Can we trisi chanuyos? We see out of the shmai. Look at the base of that view. Okay. Fine. So you can have bona. The pulling off a shmuel. Yomim shemaka bepatish. Why not bona? Yais yesh bin yibikele. If mechodosh. For the sphere, the bedava muad kazeh. Lek a binyan. There's no binyan bekele at all. This improvement is not so significant. Elam shem gemar malacha. Tahainu maka bepatish. So Shmuel, it's only Makab Patish, it's not considered to be in the category of a bona. So writes the Rashba. So writes the Rashba. Okay. Rabbi Sai, what will Rashi do with the Gemara on that Tzadi Hei? Presumably, Rashi will learn that Gemara goes to Mandam Beish Binyan Bekele. It was Shaman Diyama. Take a look at Rabbi Sai and the Rashi on Kuf Lam and Chesem and Beis Shem. Give a look. Kuf Lam and Chesem and Beis. Shema Yitka. What's the case over here? The case in the Gemara is the end of the narrow lines. Kira Shenishmeto Achas Mirecho Seho. Some kind of a metal item on four legs, and one got lost, fell off. Mutla tata, shtayros, rava fil charos, zeyu Hashem yitka. You may put it back, Rashi, shemachabelo. When you put it back, she shovelo regel. Yitke ene bechozek, v'habi boneh! What boneh rat? That's the rational thing we did with Caleb ever. The answer is, depends who you ask. This Gemara goes going to Rav. Rav holds, this is Rav. Rav speaking. Rav amas shem yitke. Rav holds yesh b'nyan b'kelem. That's Rav in Afkuf Beis and Beis as well. Presuming the Gemara in Afsadi Hei, Megav and Mishum, boneh is going to Rav. But, we don't pass in this way. We don't pass him this way. Okay. Ad kan rabosai, this you saw. Now, if you open your Mishnah Brura, the Simon Shinman, and look at the Bar Hete Sivkotan Yudzai. Shinman Bar Hete Sivkotan Yudzai. Sh Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Yud, Hamakabetz Dvela, the also be man of eagle, you took some dried figs and made a circle out of it. Oshendokav Te'enim, Hichnes Achevel Bohemach, and Escapsu Gubech. But you know, they've seen these, they sell in the stores, a whole bunch of figs, you draw thread to it, make one unit out of it. Or is it told us, Ma'ameh Bechai? Okay, Ma'ameh, not discussing Ma'ameh. Says the Berhete, Tzarech Yid, Yudayim. Lomel Yishchai Bezeh Mishimbonem. And it says, Sofsim and Shin Yutes, Gabe, Hamed Gabe. Tzarech Lomar, Kvotsim Baman Avram, Lo Mikri Bona, Lek Shabbam Li Aposo La Shvoso. The reason why it's not Kvobona, you don't care to make it nicer to level it out, even or not. This is Bona? No. When we said it, so that's not true. Bona is Yesh Me'ayin. Start from nothing. What's we got? You have milk to make a cheese. So cheese is a block. It's an entity. Milk is nothing. It's liquid. That's called Bona. But over here, you took 50 figs, made it into one block of figs. You didn't start from nothing. You started from 50 individual figs. With cash. The Rambam, in fact, paskins in Perek Zayin in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Vav, Kol Mekabetz Chalokim B'Davak HaKol Ad SheYasek Guf Echad Chai Mishum Bona. And according to the Mogad Avraham, we paskin that way as long as you try the Apostle of Lashvosa. According to Rashbot, it's not true. It's not Mitzchilasa. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, according to this shita, if the kli never lost its status of kli, but you require chizuk v'umnus to restore it? According to Tosis, presumably you'd be chai. According to Rashba, presumably you'd be potter. Who cares if you need Gvura of Umnus? You don't need an Uman, you don't need a hedger. Rabbi Osai, in this room, everyone's a hedger. No one has an expertise in construction. We're not weaklings, Rabbi Osai, we have some Gvura. So if you need Gvura of a private person to put it back together again, Gvura of Umnus, according to Tosfos, you might be chayav. According to Rashba, not. Rabbi Osai, take a look at the Rosh. The Rosh here in Perek Yud Zayin. Perek Yud Zayin. Remember the Rosh in the Valley of Tarsus. The Rosh says Yesh Min Yevakelim. Right. Notwithstanding that fact, that the Rosh holds Yesh Min Yevakelim. Look what he's still over here. Siman Aleph. The very beginning of Perek Yud Zayin. Siman Aleph. What does it say? Right before my thesis. Last few lines before my thesis. Tana Rabbanan. Dela shal shida teva migdal not lam alo magzir. Shalush tanagol lo not lam magzir. Why? Shukavu abakar. Yeshim business to abakar. Abba shall she have a migdal, no then why the aid binyan is there be Caleb. For then Abzir, Zesha Mietka, will Machai Mishamaka be Pakish. That's what Rashi said. But Rashi has no choice. Rashi has no binyan be Caleb at all. Of course, they have to be Machai be Pakish. But the Rashi himself was there is binyan governor of Stigma be Caleb. So why over here does he say Machai be Pakish? The answer is you didn't. You weren't mevat of the shame kli completely. Just for putting it back, you have some kind of little bit of a toy wagon, you know, a wagon, and you take the door off, put the door back. So that's not considered to be in the category of bone. They never lost a shame kli. So when you put it back again, it's only makom apatish, not considered to be bone. Even though the Rosh Hashanah is potentially binyan b'kelim, But not in this particular case. Rabosai, if you take a look in the Magen Avraham, Shin Yudalid Sif Katan Yud, I'm not sure how many of you have Magen Avrahams, I'll just read you a little bit. You can't go on the screen if necessary, but that's just a short citation. Shin Yudalid Sif Katan Yud, it's on Sif Zayin. Lashon of the Magen Avraham is as follows. Magen Avraham says, if you make a kli, osa kli is chayav. Aval hocha, the case he's dealing with over there in Sif Zayin, below Sirim Nami Havi Kli. That's this part. If Rabosai, you make a kli, because before they didn't have a shen kli, we passed in the Noskei Tzinyan B'Kelim. But if a shen kli from before, they're not. So writes the Magen Avraham. Fine. Now Rabosai, we mentioned that Rav Moshe the Tshuva about this. I'd like to share Rav Moshe's Tshuva because, hey, Rav Moshe, Moshe the God of Ador. But this will be a way to review this a bit and to see how Moshe phrased it. This is the famous Shiva. Sichas Tevas Sprotten, Cans, was already written, Mar Cheshvan, this month, Tov Reish Tzadi Vav in Luban. But Moshe was still, this is 1935, but Moshe was still under the communists. Just before he left, by the end of that year, I believe he was already in the safe shores of the United States of America, Baruch Hashem. Could have either been killed by the communists. They almost killed him a few times. You can just imagine the world without Rav Moshe. It's unimaginable. Communists were still writing a new bat. So if you think of Moshe as a million svarim, he's sitting under house arrest. Rav Moshe was under house arrest for many years. That's where he wrote most some of these truths. You believe it? House arrest. The Gedolim are Gedolim, no matter where they were, they're still Gedolim. Let's look at Anaf Hei. Find all this. I'm passing it. Yeah. This looks like we're in it. Let's see. Hanafe. Rama passes the Eshbinya Mikhailim. Perek Yudala Halacha Yugimel. Ovat Chavisa Meshukta de Kupina. Our Gemara, right? Our Gemara, right? Meshukta de Kupina. Rava Chaim Shambona. When we call Magom, Posek Bechavis, the Mutal Shofar, the Chagrogris, Perchav Gimalachabes, Ubi the Sosa Mashmaf, Bechavis Shlema Mati, Hates the Carbon Assign of Perchavis, Shat and Ramba. Now, the Rosh Hashanah Giborim says, you have to say that Ramba is referring to a case of Mustaki Shari, even though he didn't say so, because you'll get Shpinya Bekalim. Ah, come on! Lo Nochen Klaal! The Vada had Mephorish and Mayamatrak Bamustagi, Loya Sosem Shiyitu Lahokan Kaloka did. And the Riff also left out Mustagi. And the Rashba proves that even Shlema came borrow the Ramba. I Tamua Tuva. Tamua Tuva. It's very schwer. Now, let's go and see in Shas. Rav Moshe is talking in hints. But we know Shas. That's on the Makoros. You haven't gotten there yet. We'll just get a little sneak preview. Actually, we've been here a long time, really. Kuf Mem Vav, Rabosai. Kuf Mem Vav. We were here yesterday. Look at the Rashi. Let's go peek at Rashi for a second. Okay? Now, the Mishnah Shover, Adam, and Sachavis. The Rashi says, Ein mekalkel shemis shabbos. How do we have the same shot? Not that the way the Ran understood that a special heter of tzarich shabbos, even though the malachim be mekalkel rabbon. No, there's no opposite of makal bepatish. There's no issue to begin with. Rabbon said that is an issue with a heter. No issue to begin with because Rashi they mean became klal. Fine. Tosis we saw before. Kufkav Bey says there is binyan bekelim. There is steer bekelim. Aye, what do you do without Gemara? Says of Tosis, just to show you one line out of a long Tosis show there. Right where Stephen says Gemara, Gimel Mem, he can make a left turn. Gemara, v'chein kula shmaita dahaka, the entire sugar over here, Mairi b'mustiki. What's mustiki? They say it's resin. I mean, it's just barely being held together by a little gum. Not really a real chavish. Had it been a real chavish in both sides, one of the Tosis, you would not be able to undo it. Because yesh steer gemara bekelim, but the Rambam says all done. No, what are you gonna do? So the Rav Moshe look at the korban model. I haven't seen it, but let's take a look ourselves. Rav Moshe said mitzvah l'shmor divrei chachamim. Look at Perek Chavis, the 22nd Perek, and see if we can quickly find what the korban model says. Oh, here it is. It's clear. It's Oz Hey. It's the Rosh Simin Vov, the korban model. Os hey, Abay Hilchil, the halachos of the Rambam Perek of Gimel Leviyim Asis Neshavas Chavis Kitzur Rasa, for the Chilku Davka B'Mustaki, for there the Svirlu, after God the Rabbanim Mol Rabbi Lezer Shas Liktom Lechtos Boshina, so you can space the Flam of Gimel, Lo Dami LaHasavika the Migzah Shem Yitak and Kisim Lach Boshina, are they clear Lechlikol LaMachko, Abay Tama the Asis Neshavas Chavis Mishem Diknami Mechav and Asis Kli. Lo mitzvah mid rabbanah came and shavos the kli b'shvira shelo kedarka shemachik kimiglo mechav and shari afilu lechatzil. That's what the korban asanal suggests pshat. Goes to Ran says of the sech the beitza. Okay, it goes to the sugya of Aaron. We're not going into that sugya right now. Adka the kitzur. And then the Sikkot, he wants to know, since the base Yosef, Kolo back the Moser, with Kolo Rabba Vajja. What's Akdama base Yosef? Riff, Rambam, and Rosh, follow the majority, right? Kol Mokma Shah Riff, Rambam, Kaimi Bechachita, Shekim Luka Vosayim. Umeez Atam, Lo Ebi Klad, Asa Riff, Rambam, La Atera Fidu Lechat Chila, Bolo Mustaki. It's not found in the base Yosef, or in the Mechaber. With Sarah here. So look at this, how bold he is. Korban HaSanal. He didn't live that long ago. Al Koponim Ani Omer Ledina. Ay De Tzirif Het Ekal Ani Ay Esmoch Al Devrayim Rufin Ramam Lahate Lishbrok Klisholim Otsa Ochel Nafila Vilachatila Ken Tanay Devaduk Even though it's against the Shulchanoch. These are purists, the classicists. We go back to the majority of the Rufin Ramam who left out Mustafi. That's what Moshe is talking about over here. But the question becomes, he's assuming that the Rambam doesn't hold the Mustaki. Is it Shulta Yibarim Faker? Let's take a look. Rav Moshe, just trying to be a good Talmid of Rav Moshe. Please turn to the Shulta Yibarim in Perakov Beis and see what it says. Sugan Kuf Mem Vav. Let's see. Kuf Mem Vav. Where's the Shulta Yibarim? In my edition, I believe it's on page Kuf Ayin Aleph. I believe it's Samach Aleph and Beis in the old editions. Take a look. Says, he quotes the whole Gedol. For those at my edition, it's the end of the narrow line. It's Kuf Ayin Aleph, Os Aleph. He quotes as follows: "Batosus Arosh to Rachaim, Sviul Adapta B'Mustaki, and also Mishivrei Kalim, who the Sharlach of Osa, Avok Shleima Osa, V'Chein Nira Das Ma'ini." How can it be? Af al pi shelo hiske davar zeh lehedya. But he must hold that way. That's really the esh binyan stira b'kelim, which the cause of mining per gyur miracle Shabbos, have a high man, the ovid chavita, it's b'shem bonah. And chav beis and Shabbos ala chav hei, hold like Tosus, the esh binyan gemur gomer b'kelim. It has to be that way. Frank of Moshe, are you kidding? Raboshim ben Maimon means Muski and then bother telling us about it? Rav Moshe thinks the Kabbalists, that the Shulchan Gemara is absolutely out of it. Forget it. Forget it. Yes, sir.
Isn't there like a bit of a
focus
about what the Rambam
Shita
is about
Emtarka Kofes,
Allah
Kofes? Well, Yesh
Yosef.
We will get to it, Mitzvah Shem, inside. But for the moment, suffice it to say that the Rambam seems clear that there is the content of at least some binyan when it comes to Kabbalah. Let's open up. Since you ask a question, you deserve an answer. I don't want to lose Rav Moshe. I get Rav Moshe back, right? I get it back. Look at the Rambam.
Yeah.
Okay. Go back to the Rambam. Okay. Rambam. 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 Mishnah Torah. Rambam. Shabbos. Perek Chavos. Take a look. Hatokea chai b'shem bona. There you go. First four words. It's bona, it's not karka. The ficha called lust, mukhubar sa karka, not lo 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 makhzian shagir shem yitka. Avodel is shita teva mikla shad lasa kalin, nodlin, lo makhzirin. Why not makhzirin? Because tokea chai b'shem bona. You'll ask the kasha, so why nodlin? That's your kasha. Ram's quoting the Gemara. Kuf chav beiz and beiz, the first Gemara. You mean to look at the Mepharshim, you know, the Magad Mishnah, Ketzer Mishnah? Well, look. Okay, let's look. Links. See what it says. So, Magad Mishnah. If he has. We shall see. He has. Here we go. Kosa Gemara. We saw yesterday. Tana Rabbanan, Kufkav Beis and the Beis. Delos and Shira Shaltev and Shemit. Note the Malam Magzirin. Okay. Fine. Shem Yitka. Tomani. The Hutzul is there. Shem Yitka. I've been mashing Mechuba the Kaka. You don't even need Tzkiya. This is what the Magad Mishnah says. Okay, back to Kesef Mishnah.
I don't know if the Kesef Mishnah says
that. So what do you have in mind?
The Beis Yosef and the Bach will try to explain the Rambam.
Ah, so you're saying I can't look over, I have to look at the Beis Yosef and the Bach. All right.
I don't want to send you on a
whole.
Let's
go back to Rav Moshe for the moment, okay? And we'll maybe come back to you a little later on. Good. Back to Rav Moshe. Oh, let's go back to Anafe again. Anafe. Oh, lo nachon klal. Can't be. Tamua tuva. Korban tzanel. Nah, can't be. Ain't no teretz klal or Rambam. Yesh binyan b'kelim. Till they ploy, ain't they with a klum. Woo! Moshe. Ain't they with a klum. Any descendants of the covenant of the room? Ain't they with a klum. Okay. Aruch HaShulchan says it. He says, very shver. Anoch HaNezayt. Gamal Aran Koshem. Gamusa v'yesh binyan b'kelim. Reish perek abona, we saw it. Eich mutter b'kli kotten, na osir kli godol mitam yesh stira. Ken gam b'kotten, na rei kema shish binyan yesh stira. Eich kosa b'kaden, stira b'kotten, v'sosu de v'yatzmo. This is Beis Yosef's kasha, do you mean? There's a stira in Iran. If you look at the new tours, they're both saying with the Helgoros, Vahoros, Sipkot and Tess. They talk about this kasha. Stira b'nei obe. Retirits. Sharam Machal, the Perigabon, and also Clemens Colosso, Clemens Sparkato, Woman Bahazaroso, Lo Mikre, Binion, Bikalin, Ella also Clemens, Woman Bahaim Shabon, Ella Beclesian Sparkato, Woman Bahazaroso, and Binion Bikalin, Magad Mishnah, Perig, Yudalach, Yud Gimel, Horain, a move on, the Mamachulok, and Divya Ran, with Divya Tarsi, Shalatarsi, Epshalachalik, Pengoda Lakot, Bisholem, Shemayin mechal ben binyan gomer steer gemurah the binyan to steer geruah al irak benim huk for kli lasos kli. Excuse me. Benim huk for kvar kli on the one hand, lasias kli on the other hand. The mefarsh shemashav ein binyan bekelim hu bedavka achashek kvarush b'shem kli. We said this on our own before, Moshe, right? Moshe is sparkle ben tzaruch uma ladayin shem kli yola. What didn't Moshe bo? Ain't a chaimish and bone. The kaimish who clean in such as yasul big kalim. Ain't been in big kalim. Ava also clean with kilasa. Ain't also big clean. The dying like a clean. Look at binyan big kalim. Elu bone a clean. The chaimish and bone. That came out before the real Raja. It's true. We read it. Magamish said even more beferish. The Rajman is ready. Magamish time of the Rajman. Magamish calls the Rajman. Also clean with chilasa, and the binyan got a mizah. Sounds familiar? And then a binyan big kalim, shuena clean, also clean. Oh, what's the reason? Karkas chashivos. Okay, we're not going to this. This is a detail now. Important deal for now. Oh, watch this. The Rambam. What did the Rambam say? Bon al gabe kelim potter to Yerushalmi. It's binyan gomer. Yerushalmi says binyan kamishkan of bon al gabe kelim potter. Adon kakakahein ki kelim lo hoya chaimish and bonah. It's binyan gomer. So why alach yud gimel tana bechavis? Shut the kofina mishan bonah. Why? Hamel said the ran the magad mishnah. Shabona big kelim is garnished, but I see as kli is chaim. Oh, here's a Moshe's punchline. Watch this. We mentioned this already yesterday. Well, the fees there. Who rock bivone? I will be steer like a cloud of and she chayim and steer as kalim. Why? The be'esh is so ser hoyokli. Nimtza she steera so hoysa big kalim. V'yeng steera big kalim. If you hold yesh binyam be kalim, yesh steer be kalim. I guess you hold yesh binyam. What does that mean? Avshu kvar v'shem kli yesh binyan b'masha hosif v'u b'chazor as adelas arishem yesh tir b'chazor as adelas. Why not? Kli yizem b'zeh. But if you hold ein binyan b'kelim re ein gam ein stira avshem asiyas kli yesh binyan shud adayin al b'kelim ein shayach zem b'stir there b'kelim zeh poshet. The Rosh says it's poshet, he says, according to the Ran and the Magen Mishnah. We understand mut alish b'chavis. Why? There's no soser. Why? It's big kalim. The nachem miod. Nachem miod, Rabosai. Nachem miod. Meirik. That's chat. Av sheish binyan bosikli, ain't steer besosikli. And break a shkava shlema. Meirik. Meirik. And he goes right. Adkan divri ha-goyin Rav Moshe. Okay? Anafe. He wants to know about saying about the Shulchan Aruch, Ashi b'chli sholem yesh leser. Even though he wants to say, the carbonist that had the guts to say, I'll follow the riff in the Rambam against the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe is not so gutsy. He gave a beautiful pshat in the Rambam, beautiful pshat, meridik pshat, lemais, I'm scared. Let's try to follow the Shulchan Aruch, who requires most of it. You with me so far? Adkan, we just read one anaf, only one anaf. There are many anaf in this shul. Many. I think there are at least nine, if I'm not mistaken. You read the middle. I think if there are nine, we read the middle one. We read anaf five. I'm not sure how many anaf there are all together. Something like that. Okay, fine. Adkan divri marein of Rabbeinu Hagon Ravosha Nigros Moshe. Fine. Let's go back. The problem. It's the problem. Problem is another Rambam. Another Rambam. Another Rambam. And this is a problem we have to deal with. Hasose kol shulchayev, who shiyol his tom as livnos, al sos der hashkos apot. Hasoser ol kavua. Watch this now. Osheporak eitz takua. Hareza told the Sosa the Chayev. What does this mean? What do the words mean? Translate the words into English. Parak eitz takua. You had one piece of wood stuck into another, and you separated them. Why? Ein stira bit kalim. Rosa. Ein stira bit kalim. The problem. Serious problem. Elamayel say, Ram doesn't hold like the Ram. There is stira actually big kalim too. Back to square one. Why is there no stira if you break the chavis? What did Bach say?
There's a difference between, it depends, I guess, how, like, what level of donor you are or something like that.
Okay, we'll have to get to that later. The Chazanish says that the Rambam holds, yes, he has a funny phrase he uses. A Meister Gomor is Chayav Mishum Stira. A Meister Gomor. This is called a Meister Gomor. Separate one piece of wood from another. Smashing a barrel, all you're trying to do, Rabosai, is get to the wine. Because all you're trying to do is get to the wine, it cannot be called a Meister Gomor. We can't say it's Stira Gomor Bekele. Adkan Devi Chazanish. We'll have to maybe come back a little bit. But anyway, Rav Moshe is a little bit shver. I don't know if Rav Moshe anywhere in his tshuva, it's a long tshuva, if you look it up, if time, you do a search probably, right? See if Rav Moshe contends with this Rambam, right? The Farek Eitz Takua is told the source of Achayim. According to Rav Moshe, I'm not sure exactly why. Now, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Gavin is Agvina is told us Bona. Hamach is Yad Akurdim Besocha Ayin Shalom told us Bona. That's Shukta the Kupina Gemara, as we just saw before Shigamara, Rapas like Rah. Tokeit Beit, the Mask, Rabbi Yosef, Beit Atzmo, Asher is Ache, told us Bona Bechayim, Avada. Otherwise, it couldn't be the Shak say, Por Et Takua is told us also Bechayim. Only so because it's Bona. Okay? That's what he says. Of course, the question becomes, what's Pshat in this Rambam? So let's take a look at the links. Shouldn't surprise you, the Magen Mishnah is going to say what he says, which we know already from before. Talmud of the Rashba. Af al pi shein omer ein binyan bekelin, the Bekelin should spark a lot of zirin. The problem is, Rabbi also with another Rambam. I think this one from before, I believe. We do with this Rambam. Hatokeh chai mishum bone. Deilas shidut migdol shadlosus akelim ain't note level on magzirin. Pashat shat jim magzirin, it could be chayim. Why? You didn't make a klimit chalasa. According to the definition of the Rashba, then there shouldn't be chayim. There's another Rambam. Perek Zayin, Rabbi Osai. Halacha Vav. Give me an example of Tolus. He's like this. Chayim Shabona, Mekvina. Shekola Mechab, Mekabetz, Chelek, El Chelek, V'Dovik HaKol. Ach Yosu Gufechot, Harei Zadoma LeBinyin. He defines Binyin. Something of different pieces, and you put the pieces together. This is called Rabosai Binyan. It's like, it's Megabein, right? It's Megabein. So too, Tokea Dalas the Teva, taking two objects. You have a wagon and a door, a box and a door. You ma'achet two chalokim. Yeah. With this, Rabbi Osa, we can answer a kasha that the Achronim has against the Rambam. Tosis kasha, okay. Tosis has against the Gemara. Ayin dalet amud beis. Ayin dalet amud beis. We saw yes, see it again. Pirish Rashi, the Mishim, Bono la Machai, and Abinim Bekele. Hey, Nira. Tatu, but Mahaz, and Bitim, the Kuminor, Shal Chulius, Amin, and Abinim Bekele. How do you know? So we know the answer. What's that? Ayin ham and beis. Take a look. Ayin ham and beis. Says the Gemara. Why not Mishum Boneh? Why not Mishum Boneh? So you look at the Otsa Mefarshim in the back. It's called Yalta, excuse me. Yalta Mefarshim. It's called Yalta Mefarshim over here. Please turn, if you have one. Take a look over here, an Ayin Dalet Amud Beis on this Tosis. See? The last piece in the Yalkut on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Nira, the low. The low dummy bone hamachaber vitokea eitz be'eitz, the bone also called. The Bechol HaBeina and Dafka Kechol HaMishkan Shechol HaMachuv HaLakaka Mashiach HaMechah B'Eitz B'Eitz Ikar Melacha B'Eitz Lo Kaptina B'Chibur HaLakaka Rav Loz Moshe Horowitz. What he seems to be saying is the Rambam's definition of Perek Zayin, if it's not attached to the ground, the definition of Bona is connecting two pieces. If you blow glass, you're not connecting two pieces. Ad Kanabos. Okay. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we finished part one of today's Shia, we now start part two, which is the Limud Be'iyun of the Gemara and Af Mem Zayin. I call it the Limud Be'iyun. The image of the Gemara backwards and forwards. We haven't had this in a long time. We're looking through a Sugi Be'iyun. Okay, but this is it. Because everything hangs on the Sugi. Everything. Everything we do, everything. We shall see as we go forward. Let's go slow. We're going to review this Gemara many, many times. Don't worry about it. Many times we say this Gemara over and over and over again. 100 times, but many times, because you have to know the Gemara inside and out. Okay, let's start the Gemara. We'll start. What happens? Levi bar Shmuel ashechinu le Rabbi Abba le Rabbi Huna bar Chia da have kaima pischa de bei Rav Huna. Amalu, he told them, Ma'o lahavas emita shal karsiyim b'shams. Rashi, karsiyim, second wide line, Sarfa Nechoshes, O Gardian, Veholchen Meir Leir Lemlachton, Venosin Imah and Mito Shalprokim. They had, what we call it today? A bed that's, what we call it? Portable? You take it apart, put it together, is there a word for it? You had it in the army, no? You carry these kinds of beds for the army? No, put it on the floor. Okay. So a bed, which is a portable bed, you take it apart, when you're carrying it, put it together, you're sleeping on it. Okay?
Then I
have a cot. A cot? Okay. We'll see some of the details. Armu le shabir dummy? No problem putting it together on Shabbos. Shabir dummy? So look, I made Rav Yehuda. Omar. Horavu shmuel di armu tarayu. Hamar zibidu shutasiyem b'shabbos. Chayev Chatos! You go shopper dummy, it's Hetagama. He's an Issa Daraisa. Whoa! Chayev Chatos, why? So Rashi. Hu Tchiloso Vigomro Venim Tsaosa Kli Vichayev Mishum Make bepadish. Avachal gomim alocha. Belovish opinion. Ain't been yibikalim. That's Rashi Lishitasa. There's never been yibikalim. Here, but the chiyah has to be make bepadish. Okay. Adkan chilas agamon. Meisvei. What do you mean meisvei? Till now, Rabbi Osa, it's a one-on-one. Actually, it's a two-on-one. Two said Shapur Dami, and one says, although Rav and Shmuel have seniority from the previous door, they say Echayev. But now we come to really heavy firepower. A Bryce is a Echayev. What's that? Meisvei. Hamarzir Kinei Menorah B'Shabbos Chayev Chatas. Stop right there. Stop. Chayev Chatas. Menorah is a Rashi Kinei Menorah. Sheyotzin imena konel neiros harbe, v'not neimena v'shaz atzorach machzirin also. It's exactly the same case, Rabosai. What? What's the difference in the two cases? When Rashi explains that in order to transport the menorah, you take out, what we should call those? The tubes? What do you call those? It's
branches.
How much tochanagar, Rabosai? Which within Shloshim Yom, no? What's today's date?
Yeah.
What's today's date?
28.
What day of Chesed is today? Chav Dalet?
Chav
Dalet. Okay. So we're just coming. Okay. That means Chav Dalet. Tonight's Chav Hey. So exactly 3 days from tonight, you have to light the Chanukah menorah. So you have to light the Chanukah menorah. Just the time. Okay. So, presumably, you schlep the menorah around. You fold it up, you take out the branches, and you put it, you carry it off in a little bag. You set it up. Oh, it's a beautiful kandara, beautiful. Exactly the same as a bed. That's the Gemara's kasha. So it would appear. So it would appear. Now I'm going to skip a few lines, just to make these just a few lines. Answer the Gemara. The kasha we had already, from the first line. Last few lines of the daf, Inu the Amru ki Aitana the Tanya. It's a machlokas atanoim. It's a machlokas atanoim. Malvin al samito kro samito levokim shal skibus lo yagzir. Then how's it potter? Okay. Inu Rav Abba Rav Huna Vareya the Amru ki Aitana Krab Shimon. Krab Shimon will see soon. Krab Shimon Gamliel. Tamatla Katkila. Malvin al samita kein raglayim tanin yesh and beis kibul umachnis asochan roshay kray amita shal yirkevu varetz. If you put a bed down under that dirt floors, it will get rotten. You put a little metal casing to hold the leg of the bed. Okay, with me? Right, that's what it says. Kros amita, that's the pole. Ulevachem shal skibis. Eight cotton kemin daf shetogen v'kesha shikorin brrrm shalav moshe chaitz. You don't have to take archery here? So when you take archery, you pull back the chaitz, it has to lean on some kind of base that's attached to the bow. I never did it before, okay. Lo yachzir. V'mherzir potter, turn the page please. Aval osur. V'lo yitka v'yimtok achayav chatas. Rashbag omer. Am I a Rafui Mutter? Am I a Rafui Mutter? Oh. So the reason why it's Mutter back there by Meet the Shell Tarsian, because it's Rafui, says Tarsus. Ule El Nami Mariba Rafui. What means a weak? It's a weak connection. Frek Tarsu Tzaska, the Koshek Tzas, Tehechi Pligi Kule Hai. The Mar Machayav Chatas, Rabin Shmuel, Umar Shara Fil the Chatchila. How can it be such a distant machlokes? Behold, who ain't being this there Bekalim? How can you possibly be Chayav over here? You're not starting from scratch. Let's put it together. Behold, Tipshel Rabbi Yehuda have Bryce of the Lekatan of the Machayav Chatas. How can you say Chayav Chatas? This Bryce knows it's Chayav Chatas. What's the big kasha? He also the other Bryce. Yesh Loma. Dachi Kama. This is a new pshat number before. Horavu Shmuel Damit Havayu. Hamar is the middle of the Zim, Chayav Shabbos, Chayav Chatas. When? Kishe Eino Rafui. So what's... V'im Kein B'Rafui Ein Tzvar Elohat Alechat Chila. It's an unspoken assumption in the Gemara's Kasha before. If you didn't tell me a Chayav Chatas, when you're Tokeya, it should be awesome with Rabbanim B'Rafui. Unspoken assumption. It's really getting the Gemara's Kasha. They ask the question, Tarsin. It means Barafui. Shapa Dami. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it can't be. Because if you max it, Tarsin means what? It means Bechozek, Betkia, Chayav Katas. And we should therefore make a Gzeira, Rafui, Atu, Tokea. So the Gemara says, very nice, such a Shinta exists. But I pass the Rashbat. Who's matter by Rafui? Presumably Rav Shpak, it does not make a Gzeira Rafui unto Tokeya. It's a whole new pshat in the Gemara that Tosis put in between the lines. Put in between the lines, Rabosai. Put in between the lines. Fine. This is Rabosai, the Tosis pshat. However, if you look at the Rishonim, they don't necessarily do with this pshat. Let's take, for example, a look in the Ritzvah. This is the real Ritva. The real one. Watch. Watch. Both say watch. Meisve. Oh, let's start again. Hikshabatosis. Again. Shabadani, Pirishabarafui. That's the Mefurah Shigamara on the base. Hikshabatosis, it's roughly. Horabashvul Bachinan Mine Barafui. How can there be Chayef Chatos? Even if Yesh Binyan Bekalim, if it's roughly, it's what's called Binyan Menatsad. Ukadamina le kamon, Rabosai. The Gemara's over here, Rabosai, take a look over here on Mem Zion Omen base. Take a look. Berav Chomo, we left off. Mita Gal Nisa. Have a Mahavi Lobby Yomatova. Put it back on Yonk. Ome Hudra Bono, the Rav of my diet of Binyan Sanu. By the way, this Gemara sounds like it's saying clearly. He's a bidden, not Makab a Parish. Sasemis points that out. The way out of what the Rashi is to say, yeah, this one goes to Mandava Yesh Bidden Bekele. We'll see. Okay? Nay, he's through the right select, he's through the bottom of Yahiko. Oh, man, no, Karash Bat, really. Tell him, why you're Rafi Mutter? Rash Bat holds its Mutter. Mutter, Rafi is Mutter, Rabosa. Fact. The Ritva, how can one man never say Chayav Chatos? Not Shayach Shashita. Roughly? Impossible. Tirtu. He's the Rabbi Shmuel b'Mehuda. Vafilu below Tekiah. Whoa, stop right over here. Stop in your tracks. The Ritva is saying a Chiddush Habosai. How many levels are there? Give me an answer. How many levels are there of tightening? How many levels? Three, correct, not two, three. There is Rafui, that's the Mefurah Shigamah Rafui Mutter. There is Tokea. Tokea is having jamming in his sir. And it's Mehudah, that's in between. Mehudah is neither here nor there. It's not Rafui, but nor is it Tokea, says the Heiliger Ritva. Mehudah Lotkiah. And they hold Yesh Binyan Bekele. I love this. They put in the brackets. Where they got it from? Rarlan, where they got it from? The footnotes and most of Rav Kook. I love it. I approached the trepidation. I didn't bring my ripper with me. I remember this. I go on the bottom. They put it in. Otherwise, it makes no sense. It's called the Tos Adomos. You know what Tos Adomos means? The most common copyist error of all. The copier saw the words Binyan Bekalim. It's copying over. And his eye slipped to the next Binyan Bekalim. That's called Tolos Adomos. He left that alone. You know that? You see it all the time. I see myself in my own Mamorim if he Tolos Adomos. They skipped three lines. Now that, Tolos Adomos. Nothing's changed since the time of the Rishon. Okay. So they put in Baruch Hashem. Rav Abba, Rav Huna, Barachia, Sari, the Ein Binyan Bekalim. Vafilu behiduk, he stood Rabban al Chudu. If he came with the cane, Barafui Shari lechatchila. Because Barafui, lo shayach tchia klal. Chazer again. Jehold, yesh binyan bekalim rabosai. So then what's the din? It's usur, but we'll say, without tchia. At least with Rabbanah. Behold, Ein Binyan Bekalim. In the worst case scenario is Hiduk. In the case of Hiduk, rather. Again, if you hold Yesh Binyan Bekalim, then even Hiduk is the Raisa. Zeir Otu. But if you hold, and that's why they said Chayav Chatas. But if you hold Ein Binyan Bekalim, even Hiduk is only the Rabbanah, and roughly is Mutla Chatchila. Not afraid of Shemi Yitka. No, no one does Tkir. It's Rabbi no Shah Tkir Klaal. But the new Pshara Bosa is again Tosis. It's not what we call it. It's not Tosis. He calls it name of Tosis, but this is not. Teretz is completely different than we saw in Tosis. Chazir again. We saw Tosis that a whole new unspoken line in the Gemara, what did that say? So what? If it would be awesome in the Raisa, it's impossible to imagine that it's Mutta Berifion, should be in Xerah. That's the Gemara's cash. He saw Tosa beer. Rabbi Gomel, we'll get one more time. Ho, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tavayu, Amach, Zimita, Shalasiya, B'Shabbos, Chayav Chatos, Kishayeno Rafui, Vimkei, B'Rafui, and Tzvarol, Ad L'Chatchila. This is Shitas Ha, Tosa, Siyan, Amam, Zayim, and Beis. That's the Gemara's original kasha. And then the Gemara says, no. Rashbak say, it's Mutter, B'Rafui, because they never made it Zayim. He says no. Chazer again. Rav and Shmuel are not discussing, Rabosai, a case of, again. Well, let's start. Rav and Shmuel told him about a case of Mahuduk. Because they hold Yesh Binyan Bekalim. The others held Ein Binyan Bekalim. And therefore, even Behiduk, the Rabbanan, is only the Rabbanan. And if I work for Yisharu Lechatchila. Well, let's see what the most kash is now. What's the most kasha? Meister. Hamach is the name of Nobish Hashem's Chayav Chatos. According to Toys, what's the kasha? If there's a Chayav Chatos, there's no way to be Mata Rifin the Chatil. Should be in Zerah. He says, no. Pirish. Afilu behiduk below Tkia, the stomach of Tony, below Maf the Klal, because Yesh Binyan Bekalim. That's exactly the Gemara's kasha. Yesh Binyan Bekalim. What did Gemara answer? Ki Haitana. Not the way Tosis learned the Rashbag holds. That there's no Zerah Rabbanah by Rafui. No! Rashbag holds Ein Binyan Bekalim. It's a straightforward machlokas. Yesh Binyan Ein Binyan. That's the Ketanoi. Rashbag Atani, my Rafi Mud Avachatchila, the Hilchasa Kavasai, the Basroi Ninu, Rasuga Nami Biyamad Ein Binyan Bekalim. Right? Steer Bekalim like a Tkia. That's Pashab Shad. The machlokas is with the Yesh, two prices. Yesh Binyan Bekalim or Ein Binyan Bekalim. That's what it says. Machlokas atanoi. I talk a while you chayev. Maka bepatish. Poshe pshat. Maka bepatish. Ad kan rabosai. The machlokas toises and the ritva. Poshe pshat in the Gemara. Now, how do we understand the words? What does it mean tokeya? What does it mean to, how do you define the word tokeya? Tokea means, Rabosai, it's so jammed in that on a simple level, it's so hard, it's very hard to get it out. You all know things like this. You pull. It's so hard to get it out. What's Mahuda? Tight. Yes, tight. It's easy to pull out. The Rashba is an expression. It's roughly ve'ena roughly. It's halfway between Tokea and Rafui. It's called Mahudak. It's Rafui Ve'ena Rafui. And Rabosai, what is Rafui? If you look at the Beis Yosef, Misnoea Ve'Rafui Legamri. It, you know, if you have something in a hole, it's moving around. It's mamish. It's not tight at all. Just moving around. The connection is weak. Not just you can pull it out. More than that, it's a weak connection. It's a weak connection. We all know things with weak connections. That's what we call rough. Little translation of rough is weak. I said, following Shiloh. Our Gemara is the Mahaya Rafi Mutter. We pass that way. We pass, of course, we pass that way. Pass them like the Gemara, as the Gemara says. Right? We pass that way. When? Take a look at what I'm saying in the Ramah. Simen Shin Yud Gimel Siva. This is the Sif, which is, obviously, the most important, but one of the most important Sif in this entire Sugya. At least, not the. Shin Yud Gimel Siva. On the Makaras, I have to see everything under Sif. Anyone missing Makaras, by the way? I have a couple more Makaras sheets. So then, Shin Yud Gimel Sivav says, Mishnah Brewer, Sharatzi, and Bir Alacha, everything. The works. Take a look. Shin Yud Gimel Sivav. Mita Shel Prokin. Also lahav zero, lahatka. V'im toka chayav chatas. Says the mechaber. V'im he refuya mutlachatila. The rabbi throws in two extra words. He throws in two words. What are two words? Darka lios refuya. Whoa. And if he didn't get the hint, Rabbi Osai, the last part of the rabbi. V'im darka lios mahuda. Afal gav da'achir rofi osir. Anyway. In case you missed the hit the first time around. Where in the world did he get it from? Where did he get it from? Maimini, Agos Oshri, all that is true. We can see it without even turning a page. Rabbi also, your Gemara should be open to Memzayim Lebeis, correct? That's where it's open? And it's open at all. If your Gemara is open, it's open to Memzayim Lebeis. Don't even turn a page. Look at the bottom tosis on Mem Chesem and Aleph. The last tosis. He says, last line of the half, Uvulvad sheyitne binyan ze shelo yehe lochush shema yitka. De binyan shuvigilus litkoa v'litshor. Nirad asru in the hafzik, that you didn't get rich called a kelin. Hafzor as shita teva migdol. Zeyra shema yitka. I hear it's roughly. Here's the answer. When it's a regilus to be tokea, they answered roughly. That's where the Ramah got it from. One more time in the Ramah again. Aviation and Gimavav. When is the mutter? Dark Elias Shafuya. If you, in this case, it's roughly, but it's Dark Elias Kavua, there's a Gzera Shemayitka. That's what the Mephorisha Tosis. I mean, Tosis didn't slide as much as others. That's certainly a good source for this Ramah. And Shin Yud Gimel. Sif Vov. Alias Kushala Rabosai. What does it depend upon? Whether this fellow makes it roughly, or in the world, Baalma, it's roughly. How'd you read? Read the words. Vim Darko Leos. Darko Leos Rufuya Mutlachatil. Darko. What is Darko referring to? Pita, Lashon Nekevah. Darko. I would have thought, depends upon the kind of the bet. Doesn't depend upon the person's own personal habits, right? That's what I would have said. Okay, that's what I would have said. I'm not sure if you agree with me. But let's take a look and see what the poskim say. Leave me out of this one. Leave me out of this one. Rabbi Osai. Take a look back in Shin Ches Sif Tes Zayin. Shin Ches Sif Teza. Ready here yesterday a little bit. Shin Ches Tezai. Read the Rambam. It's tilted over here. The last line. Gav Osu Lahachnis a regular Lashon. 1 foot fell out of the bench. Did that happen to you? Mishum Bot Binyan. And he's a Binyan. That's the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Beis. Gavos Lachas Afilu Im Lo Yisgo'ena B'chozek. Mishum Chashosh Hashem Osi Litkoa. The Stam Raglis Avsolin Darko Lios Mudokin V'chashin Alazeh. That's part one, line one. Line two, Rabbi Hussain. Line two. Kosa Bavan Avram. Derech Horega Lios Olim Rafui. And he adds a word. What's that word? What's the next word? What? Huh? Spell it again. Say it. I don't hear you. What? Etzlo. What does Etzlo mean? By him. Mutu lachnisa b'rifyon. I am Bir Alacha. So let's look at Bir Alacha. Bir Alacha says, Mashika safti the stam ragli ala safson dark on the earth of Udokim, who were based Yosef, so Shimachin Yud Gimel. Al kein din zesh evesi vim mishnabru v'shem abogan avron. Lo b'rira. Then he has died to call kach. The minolan had the abogan avron, no. The talio ba'odom zeh she'etzlo dark on the earth of Udokim. Dilma talio b'di alma. Al kein ein raya ma'shehevi abogan avron. This is Shimachin Yud Gimel Sivo. If they're talking about something which is roughly darko lios roughly objectively, that depends on this particular guy. I'm giving you an assignment. Look up the Mogan Avram. Look it up. And see if he says, Sivkot Lama Dalit, what the Mishnah Berurah says in his name. Look. If you have it on your computer, look it up now. Look up for tomorrow, next day. Look. Always check the sources. See if you find the word Etzlo in the Mogan Avram. Baiting you, Rabbi Hussain. Look it up. Let me know tomorrow what you think. Okay. Rabbi Hussain. How do you define Toka? Seems to be theories and Rashis. Everything I'm saying about this is coming from the table. Binyan Shabbos, by the way. He wrote the book, I thought on this. Steer and two Rashis. Why? Mem Zayin Amad Beis. Right here, now that. Mem Zayin Amad Beis. Yitka the top Rashi. Bechozek. Are they Yisedo Shekorin Kvinds? Anybody? There a target on the side or something? What's Yisedo supposed to say? Pegs, nails. Rashi seems to say, that's what means talk about nails. My boss is another one. Kuf, Chav, Beis, Amid, Beis. Zera Shem Yitka. We were here before. Look at it again. Kuf Chav Beis Amid Beis of Rashi. Please, the third wide line. Zera Shami Yitzka. Bechoska. Besakin. Sakin. Some say Sikin. Viesedos. Havlik Mar Malacha. Makam Apatish. So two places Rashi said, what means Toka with nails? Nails with pegs. Right? Two places. However, Rabbi Hussain, there are two other places. It's a two on two. We already saw a Rashi earlier today. Let's see it again. Kuf Lamed Ches Amad Beis. Remember that Rashi we saw? Look at it again. Shema Yitka, Shema Chaber Lo HaRegel. When the leg fell out of this kli, and you want to put it back again. Yitka en no bechozek. What does that mean? You're going to push it in hard. Push what in hard? Push the leg, the foot of the vessel. No mention here, nothing about nails, nothing about pegs. It's still called bone. No nails, no pegs. It's still called bone. Rabosa, what's going on? That's one Rashi. There's another Rashi, Rabbi Hussain, another Rashi. on that Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. People look at Rashi, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Karen. We skip the Brisa that Rashi is commenting on. It was a musical instrument of sorts. He said you have a Karen, a tube. But Sarach lit Koav in the Koven Bechozet. You have a tube which you put into the hole of the shaft. Strong. It's called Malacha. No nails, no pegs. Steer it 2-on-2 in Rashi. Is Tokay only with a nail and a peg? Since twice? Or even without? Seems to be a contradiction. The answer, Rav Osa, is it all depends on what's normal. And what's normal? If it's normal to use a peg and a nail, you have to use a peg and a nail. Those are the first two cases. If it's normal without a peg and a nail, then you're chai without it. Those are the last two cases. See, Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi at the beginning of Perek Abone, Tamon Dakon Lekvoa. Means with a nail. Lo Koven Ochibur. You didn't put it in a nail. Not called Chibur. Buram Hocha. Kiyosan. Igmar Malachton. It's normally without a nail. All depends what's normal. Tokeh means the maximum possible, assume it's a very strong connection, which is in the range of normal. It's normal to have a nail, if to have a nail. No nail, no nail. But Narabosai, there's still what to fight about. You know, he said it's clear, right? It's clear as day. There's still room to fight. There always seems to be room to fight. Somehow Chazal, Rabban always fighting. Baruch Hashem, trying to figure out the truth. But open to a Mogan Avraham, and see what he says. The Mogan Avraham Rabosai is in Siman Shin Yud Gimel. Sivkot on Yud Aleph. On the words Dark Aliyos Refuya, right over here. Right, open up to your, you know, we had it in the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Yigimel Siv Vav. Rabosai. Shin Yigimel Siv Vav. What did Ramos say? In Dark Aliyos Refuya. On those words, says the Prophet Avraham, Zelashon HaKobah B'Shem Arayvin. Dvorim She'ein Odom Makbid Aleim Im Yisna'anea B'Soch HaChor Mutter. What's misnanei? Nova no tiyavara. What does it mean? It moves around. You must have someone in your experience. It's moving around in the hole. It's moving around. It's not really it. It's not tied in. It's moving around. But if it's not moving around, by definition, according to this, it's not called roughly. That she doesn't write. Aval b'smagi, so the dafka davar shetzara gevura v'umnus also. It's strength to push it in, or some kind of dexterity and talent. Whatever goes in straight, without any strength or dexterity required, that's not considered to be tokeh. Not considered to be awesome. Considered to be roughly. But it's not shape. It's not moving around. It's not moving around in the hole. Doesn't matter. Big machlekes, Rebosa. Big machlekes. It's interesting that the Eliyarabba, I don't think we have Eliyarabba. Do we have Eliyarabba here? Do you have one of them before showing up? Let's see if we have it. Let's see over here. Let's try it. Sorry, breaking the bad news. It's not here. I don't want to start up with the other sites. Let's just pay about pay. Okay? You look it up yourself maybe tomorrow if you want to show on the screen. Eliyarabba here in Sitkon Dallas, the Machlokes is, why are you chayv in the first place? Why are you chayv in the first place? We have to remember to get the name straight. It's a raven on one side and a smack on the other side. All right? If you look at the Meiri, end of the third parak, Mem Zayin, he quotes the raven, Yechai Mishem Makeh Bepatish. Now, Makeh Bepatish, Rabosai, is purely a matter of the result. If the result is a firmly entrenched connection, that's enough to make you chayav mishamaka bepadish. It's irrelevant how you reach that result. Gvura, umna, so lack thereof is irrelevant. The result was achieved. What lacks? I don't think shaking around like this. Shake it up. It's garnish. It doesn't adhere. You can't call that maka bepadish. I think it's moving around in the hole. Anything other than that, if it's tight, maka bepadish. But the smag happens to pass in the smag. Yechai Meshem Boneh. If Yechai Meshem Boneh, oh, we already saw in Tosfos. Boneh is only what? Gevurah b'yumnus. So with no gevurah b'yumnus, you're not going to be chayev, even if it's somewhat tight. Oh. So now, Rabbosai, let's go over to Sidkot and Yud Beis. The Shulchan Aruch, oh, see, we'll do this piecemeal. Your Shulchan Aruch you have in front of you, the Mishnah Berurah. Let's read this together. V'kos shel prokim rabosai. Everyone looking in? Shin yud gimel rabosai. Sif vov. Please open up to your Shulchan Aruch. What does it say? V'kos shel prokim muto leparko. Right? Let's stop for the moment. In other words, kos shel prokim. It's muto. Why is kol shel prokim better than mitl shel prokim? What's the difference? Says the Mogen Avraham, she ain't derech lotel kol kach, tur. Okay. It's not as tight. Right. Mitl's tight, here's not tight. But nearly, the kol shel shelanu has been becharitzim saviv. Right, there's a screwed on. Becharitzim like a crevices. Umahudakim bechozek l'chulei alma asur. Everyone agrees that it's asur. I mean, everyone agrees. I mean, everyone agrees. When it comes to kisui kelim, there are certain leniencies which will make a lot. Below dama kisui kelim asuyim kach. The hasam ein asuyim lekiyum. Look at Shinya Dalti, we just said yesterday. So if it's made to be put together and taken apart regularly, then it's mutter. But over here, where it's not, it's awesome. Oh. Question. Charitzin? It's so tight? So the Mama Mordechai says, according to the smag, it's mutter. You need to put on a screw on a bottle cap on your Coca-Cola. You need gruur v'umnes. Just turn it. It's a screw. Who cares? Some people have like that these candlesticks. I see traveling candlesticks. You take one piece of screw. You need gruur v'umnes for that. The Rebbe's not gonna do it. She has no gruur. I mean, other kinds of gruur, but not physical. Anyone can do it. So that he suggests, according to the smaga, should be mutter against what he's suggesting over here, and even according to the raven, maybe it should be mutter. He suggests, maybe. Why? This is as follows. The original case of tokeya, I take the nail, I bang it into the wall. Did anyone participate in maybe building a sukkah maybe before Yom Tov? Like a hammer with nails, yeah. Hammer nails, the more you bang it in, the stronger the connection becomes. Is that true? That's what they claim. I have two left hands. But I think it's true even from my little experience. Just bang, it gets stronger and stronger. When it comes to something just screwing on item A to item B, there's nowhere to go. You just tighten it, that's the end. You can't go anymore. That's what the suggestion is made by the Mama Mordechai. Perhaps even according to the Raven, Nafka Mina Rabosai, What about plastic kelim? We have a little kind of pin goes into a hole. Can't pull out so easily. According to the Magen Avraham, you'd be chayv. That's what he says, this case. But according to the Magen Mordechai, presumably you'd be potter. You can't just bag it forever. It's only out of plastic. A plastic thing goes, I don't know, like a baby doll, right? What? Ever have a baby doll? You put the arm into the torso, you stick it in. You can't just push around. It just goes in, goes in. People have plastic, they make a... What kinds of things are plastic now? What else do they have? Give me some examples. The hard plastic. What do they make out of them now? Nothing else? Everything. I'll tell me some examples tomorrow. You'll think of some other examples. According to the Magen Avraham, it would be usher. According to the Mama Mordechai, it would be mutter. Here's the following situation. What about you have on the bottom of your chairs or tables, they don't want it to scratch, they put some, what's it called? No? What's the word for it? The bottom of the leg of the...
No? Stopper.
Stopper?
Cap.
Cap? I'm missing a certain word for it. I used to use it in my youth. Whatever the word is, it's at the bottom of the leg of the chair or the table. So what's the din? That's the piece we had. But almost for the whole, we haven't opened one sefer yet today. Let's look at the Shemir Shabbos. We shouldn't go for naught. Put it on. It should be for nothing. Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa talks about this, Rabbi Osai, in Perek Chof Gimel. I need the page number to show you on the screen. In Perek Chof Gimel. There you go. He discusses this very case. Oh, found it. It's Sif Nun Aleph. It's page Shin Ayin He. What's that? Is it?
Must have pressed the wrong button. Yeah. Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, man. Let's see. That was the time. We have been in Shabbos?
Yeah.
No, we have nothing, right? Zero? I didn't realize I've been in Shabbos. I was giving you the whole shift of being in Shabbos. I don't even could have shown it to you inside. My mistake. Okay, you'll look at it yourself if you have it. You can look at it on the screen. Okay, I'll read it to you. Gumio Shemahatkin El Ragli Akisi El Shulchan. The Lamad is Harash Bishat Hazazazazazazazazazaz. Shouldn't make so much noise when you move it. Also, that's Midah. The Gamma Hasira Maser. Where did it come from? Shabbos Mem Zayin Amin Aleph. Look at Rashi Dibra Masil Malbenos. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi. What did Rashi say, Malbenos? Malbenos Hamita, Ken Raglayim Kitanin, Yeshan Beis Kibu, Umachin the Sultan Rashi Kuroi Hamita, so you rock the bar. Similar. They did it for a different reason. They have dirt floors that shouldn't get ruined. We have smooth floor that should make noise. He says, oh, sir, even though it's easy to put on, easy to take off, and he wants to know certain baby carriages where you have a base and you have a seat, even that might be a particular problem in certain cases. We're out of luck. I want to show you something else. We're out of luck. Okay. Let's go back to the Mogad Avraham, back on safe territory. Where's that? Back here?
Yeah.
Oh. Back to the Mogad Avraham. Watch this. The Mogad Avraham is as follows. Lo dame le kisu ya kero shasuyin ka. Hose men asuyin le kiyo mak le posul mu sogun tomit. Ayin shin yudalit yud. What does that mean? That means the cup, you don't have to take it apart. Because why? Ika tashmisho rabosai is not too pirik. But this node, it's ika tashmisho aide pirik. And let's just take a look at the taz here. Where are we? Just one more minute. Where's Taz? What is Taz? What happened over here? I'm being frustrated. I want to show you the Taz, but not meant to be. The Taz. I got bombed out of the system over here. The question is going to be, which we spoke about a while ago. I'll tell you a preview about that. The Prima Godim says the only time this happened we just saw by Kisu Kalin is when it's impossible to use it unless you take it apart all the time. This goes back to the famous Chazanish, which I talk about by Riches Gedola, which has to do with the tremendous fight about completely electric circuits. That's going to be the big fight. Big, major, blow up. Is there a requirement for this heter of Kisu Kalin? That's impossible to use it without taking it apart on a regular basis. Prima Godim seem to say that is a requirement for this heter. Others seem to disagree. We'll stop here. Tomorrow, we'll pick it up from the Taz and Prima Godim, and we'll continue. Good.